Voice America Business.
Welcome to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf, your source for total wealth management. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the show are solely those of Roe, his guests, and callers. Now let's begin the show. Here's your host, Roe Diefendorf.
Thank you for joining us on Three-Dimensional Wealth. I'm your host, Roe Diefendorf, and I'm here today with Joanne Goldman, and we're going to be talking about life coaching, because Joanne is a life coach, and it's what I call going deeper and growing healthier. And so we're glad to have you on Three-Dimensional Wealth today, Joanne.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
Good. Now, I know that you have founded Creative Insight Consulting, and that is for businesses and individuals. But your career goes back. You had an award-winning 25-year career in industry, and then went on and had at least 10 years of corporate expertise in coaching and training, and that's Fortune 500 sales forces, and consulting selling and marketing strategies. You were also formerly a buyer for Bloomingdale's and the senior director of Oracle. And you've got a bachelor's degree of business administration from Adelphi. And also then you're part of a number of coaching organizations, the International Coach Federation, Coachville. Maybe we'll talk about that later. And the International Association of Coaches, and you've done some, teaching as well, and you're part of the NYU's School of Continuing Professional Studies, and you reside in New York, and we want to hear about how you went from a life of corporate America into life coaching. So maybe you can tell us about how that prepared you for what you're doing today, and we're glad to have you.
Sure. Well, I'd like to answer that question on both a professional and a personal level.
Good.
Professionally, throughout my career in corporate America, I was always interested in supporting people in having successful outcomes, which is, of course, integral to being a coach. So first, as a buyer for Bloomingdale's, where bottom-line performance was based on keying into my customers' desires and providing the solution through exciting merchandise. And then later at a division of Dun & Bradstreet, as well as more recently at Oracle Corporation, I coached and trained thousands of sales professionals to be in service to their customers, resulting in both Fortune 500 companies and their clients getting the results their shareholders demanded. What prepared me to be a coach personally from being in corporate America was that, the first time I doubled my income, I worked with a coach and thought my results were just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. The second time I doubled my income, I worked with a coach, and he taught me how to land a very lucrative job at a Fortune 500 company. The third time I doubled my income, I was the coach. I used the process that I coach people in today to coach and train hundreds of professionals at Oracle. And the result was that sales there doubled over quota, and I doubled my own income.
Mm. Now, I know you've got all the listeners' ears perked up right now. When you went out of corporate America, though, I mean, what was it? You just one day said, I'm quitting and I'm starting a new career?
There was a process involved. In between being in service to corporate America, as I just mentioned, I also worked at a holistic learning center in New York called the New York Open Center. Mm-hmm. And to give you an idea of what that was like, everyone in the organization sat in a circle on the floor with their shoes off and meditated before meetings. So I've been straddling Eastern and Western business philosophies and practices in my career for over 20 years. And during those years, I also explored quite a variety of philosophies and practices and programs that made a difference in all areas of my life. For instance, I got married to a terrific guy when I was in my 40s and after many years as a single professional woman. So I discovered coaching then in 1997 through a leadership program I was involved in. And that's when I began coaching people in both my personal and professional life. the people I coached started urging me to coach professionally because of the results they were achieving. They saw their incomes rise, their relationships improve, and they were reaching goals faster than they imagined they ever would. I guess corporate America would say something like, they'd call it achieving better than expected results in shorter cycle times. My business, Creative Insight Consulting, which I've had since 2002, has been the next step forward in sharing my talents and desire to serve businesses and professionals. Based on the Eastern and Western philosophies I've experienced in the workplace, I used both the Western best business practices and the Eastern holistic approaches in my coaching.
All right. Now, listen, I know that baseball players wouldn't go out without a coach. And I know Tiger Woods, he finishes the round, even though he didn't qualify this week for the Open, but goes out. The best in the world all have coaches. But what is life coaching?
Well, the best way to describe life coaching is to draw an analogy like you just did around games like football or soccer or baseball, for instance. And if you think of those games, as you were alluding to, I think, the players in all those games have coaches. The best coaches in any of those games do four things. They make sure that the players have the skill to play the game. They develop strategies so the players can win those games. They help the players believe in themselves, and they support the players in being certain that their teams will win. Well, life coaching is coaching on the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
So just like a soccer coach, a great life coach works with a client to make sure that they have the skills to get promoted, get venture capital funding, or even plan a wedding. They also help clients to develop strategies so people get the outcomes they're wanting. They help clients believe in themselves. And most importantly, a great life coach will have a greater level of certainty than the client's doubt in whatever the client is looking to achieve. And sadly enough, most people can't think of anyone in their life that supports them in this way. That's what a life coach does.
Interesting. When we began, and we've developed courses for financial advisors, and they were put together, they're psychological courses developed by a PhD, family systems therapist, and for financial advisors, because we believed that advising clients on the financial side had to go beyond just the one dimension, just financial wealth. And so we've created a certified three-dimensional wealth practitioner, which encompasses then what we would call life planning, which would mean not just trying to protect and preserve your valuables, your financial wealth, but then also how to do the same with your personal wealth, your values, your beliefs, and your social wealth, you know, how to make a difference, and be outwardly focused. And so what we're finding now and what we're doing in our coaching is that we're going far beyond. Our relationships are getting much deeper with clients, and the impact that we have is taking a life of just financial success and turning it into a life of significance. And that's the fun we're having. We're going to take a short break. Joanne, stay with us. We'll be back. Listeners, stay tuned for more of Three Dimensional Wealth.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
What I Want to Be When I Grow Up by Johnny Mike.
Dad, it's John. I got the promotion. We'll call him John Jr.
You'll speak over 500 million words in your lifetime, but none of them will be as important as the words you use to tell your six-year-old he has cancer. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
Our show for today is entitled Life Coaching, Going Deeper and Growing Healthier. And to do that, we've got Joanne Goldman, who is the founder of Creative Insight Consulting. And Joanne, you've got a process that you follow, and I don't know if this is unique just to your practice, but I think that it's well defined. So maybe you can tell us how you go about your life coaching.
Sure. Well, it's a four-step process. It begins with what I call the discovery process. That's the first step, and that's where I support people in seeing clearly, perhaps for the first time, who they are. And I do this in a variety of ways. We discover what their values are through probing questions, discussion, and exercises that are designed for that client's particular needs. And what I use comes from my background of over 20 years of looking at that for myself and coaching clients both personally and professionally. That's actually what makes it a unique process to me, is the experience and background that I have. I also use assessment tools at this point and affiliate coaches to identify any additional value that clients might bring to impact their results. So that's step one of the process.
Can I just ask you about the assessment tools?
Sure.
What would they be? Can you give me an example?
Yes. There's a tool called the Human Design. And this process takes a look at all different facets of a person. It is incredibly accurate. And it opens up a discussion with the client for them to explore awareness about themselves that perhaps they've never looked at. And all these tools are designed to stimulate awareness so that the client has more clarity into themselves, what their strengths are, areas where they need to, that they need to develop. So it's all about gaining clarity. And that leads to the second step, which is a vision session. In the vision session, now that they have more clarity about who they are, they're now going to look at where they're going. So what is it that they want? And that's where I work with them so they get a more clearly defined idea of what the outcomes are that they're looking to achieve. That's step two in the vision process. And by the way, that might involve visual stimulus. It may involve some meditation, facilitation. I work with businesses and individuals, and again, this step is very highly customized to each client's situation. The third step of the process is also customized. It's the action plan that really addresses what the client is going to do. So this is the doing stage. And to prepare them, we work on what I was talking about before, about life coaches or sport coaches. What are the skills, what are the strategies that the client needs to have so they can get the outcomes they want? Then there's the inner game as well. There's looking inside so that they have the mindset, so that any limiting beliefs or thoughts that they have as to why they can't achieve their outcome gets addressed. That is a particularly strong area where, as a coach, I work with individuals. It's very difficult to do that for yourself, and so that's one of the biggest benefits of working with a coach. The last step of this process is actually getting the results, and we take a look at what the outcome was, and what worked, what didn't work so far in this process, and then we go back through and see if there are additional skills, additional strategies, different strategies, or perhaps there's still some kind of a thought or belief that's stopping the client from moving forward and actually achieving their goals. That process, underneath that entire process, is my support. As I said earlier, most people don't have anyone who understands how this process works, who's used this in their life to get some amazing results, and to have somebody who is in their court 15 minutes before they go into the job interview, before they meet with the president or CEO of a company to introduce an idea, 15 minutes when they're down in the lobby of the building, they're on the phone with me, reestablishing, getting clear about what their intention is in that meeting. And that is one of the most important parts of the process.
You know, it's so parallel to what we are doing in our three-dimensional wealth practitioner approach, because the first thing that we do, again, is we go back to the values and try and determine what is it, you know, that you believe in, what is it that you're about, not how much is in your retirement plan, and, you know, how much debt do you have. And then we want to know the same kind of thing, the vision. What is it that you want to be? You know, I always say if you could wave the wand, what would it look like? And try and, you know, take the blinders off. And I know one of the phrases you go is called going bigger, and I want to ask you about that later. But it's getting that vision. And then once we have the values, it's then mapping the financial life to their personal life and making sure that they're in sync. And that's what I find is so often is that people's financial lives are not in sync with their personal wealth or with their social wealth, and they're doing things for the wrong reasons, or they don't even know why they're doing things financially. And when I can put them all together and synchronize the three dimensions, you know, we're doing, I think, a whole lot better. And I think the things that you're doing, I was interested to hear about the human design assessment tool, because that may be something that either as a joint effort or as a thing that we might be able to help incorporate. But very, very important.
I actually have a terrific client story for you that I think really ties in well.
Terrific.
I coached a single professional woman who was already quite successful, earning six figures, but she hadn't mastered the wealth-building game yet. She didn't own any real estate, didn't have her money invested, and basically she spent her money on designer clothes, expensive haircuts, and vacations without giving much thought to her financial future. After all, her husband, who she hadn't attracted yet, would take care of her financial matters. And to come face to face with taking responsibility on her own was something she really hadn't been ready to deal with before. Well, she came to me and I coached her on the importance of this financial area of her life that she was really neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke through some of her limiting beliefs, and she actually decided, she got very clear, she wanted to become financially responsible on her own without a man. So we laid out an action plan. Now, that included her interviewing several financial advisors and hiring one to design a wealth-building strategy for her. She also worked with a broker to buy a two-bedroom apartment in New York City, and she's now working with another broker to buy a summer home in the Hamptons as investment income. She's still wearing the designer clothing, but because of an image coach that I put her in touch with, she's at least not paying retail anymore. So, and the result of all this is she's financially independent. She's financially responsible, and when someone becomes really responsible for themselves in one area of their life, there's an overflow, there's a ripple effect into the social areas of her life, into the other domains of her life. Well, that's pretty attractive to a man, isn't it?
I'll say.
So it's a holistic approach, and I think it's very similar to the approach that your company takes as well.
Well, you know, you talked about, what we talk about is, you know, if you can actually give financial resources away, now you'd think that if you did that, you would reduce your wealth. Just the opposite is true. In other words, we believe that as you give away financial resources, you increase your wealth. Now, it may be in a different dimension. You'll increase your social wealth, but in the totality of your wealth, you're far greater. And those are the sort of the limiting beliefs that you talked about. Our limiting beliefs are people think that, you know, your financial resources, your financial wealth is what it's about. And I'm going, that's pretty one-dimensional. It's pretty limiting. And then when you take those blinders off and you look at this a completely different way in the totality of your wealth, we find that people all of a sudden are freed and they realize that there is an abundance and more, in fact, by doing that, they enhance what they have.
Yes, actually, I have a client who, very successful stockbroker, and one of the steps in her action plan, unrelated to finance, we're looking at how she can make a difference in the world. She has a lot of success. But she's really looking for more meaning and purpose in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gotten very involved in fundraising for MS. And it's providing a totally different dimension, I guess to use your word, a totally different dimension to her life. She doesn't have children. She's not married. And she actually has created this whole other area of her life where she can leave a sort of legacy that she wouldn't have had she just continued to make money and live a good life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's this added facet to her, and I see in her a lot more depth as a human being, as a person, which is very attractive and very nice to be around.
And that's what I call transferring a life from just success into significance. And I think that's what both you and I are trying to help our clients do.
Absolutely.
Joanne, again, it's time for another break, but stay tuned. But we'll be back with more Three-Dimensional Wealth and Life Coaching with Joanne Goldman. So stay tuned.
More and more people are starting their day with informative, focused business talk. Top experts. Today's business issues. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
As a financial planner, do your clients really read all that computer-generated boilerplate text in an analysis? The FPS Financial Planning Software is designed for you to show your clients a concise and easy-to-follow report of their financial needs. The FPS system guides your clients to clearly see any needs that they may have in the achieving of their goals. Clients are guided to a decision rather than just reading the analysis. For a free copy of the FPS system, call 1-800-245-1991. Once again, that's 1-800-245-1991.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced economist? Well, look no further. Listen to The Economic Contrarian with host Mike Norman every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Mike and his guests will discuss new trends in the marketplace, as well as emerging companies and opportunities. So if you want in-depth analysis from a contrarian point of view, don't miss The Economic Contrarian Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
We now return to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf. Direct your questions and comments to www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now the host of Three-Dimensional Wealth, Roy Diefendorf.
Welcome back. My guest for today is Joanne Goldman, a real-life life coach. And we're talking about life coaching. And the name of Joanne's firm is Creative Insight Consulting. And I want to just touch on that phrase, creative insight. And what does that mean, and how is it that you use that as your lead on your consulting practice?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. My clients actually named my business. I asked my clients from time to time what value I bring to them, and what is it that is perhaps unique about me, and why they keep coming back. And what they told me overwhelmingly was that I'm creative, and I'm also insightful. And so I decided to name my business Creative Insight Consulting because it made sense from my client's perspective, and so therefore it made sense to me. And the words together, creative insight, they mean to gain awareness and articulate that awareness through an effective results-oriented process. So that's what it means, and that's how I got my business name.
Well, good. I know that some of the people, I've seen some quotes. One of them says about you, she says, A neutral, unbiased opinion, strategically applied, is Joanne's strength. That's pretty powerful. Here's another one. Joanne has a unique ability to quickly really understand people and the issues that they are facing, combined with a clear, direct, yet compassionate way of supporting them in their process. Now, is your process and your approach to life coaching very different from others?
Well, I can't really speak for other approaches. What I can tell you is I can sum up one word that I think my clients who have gotten results would say, and that's certainty. That from the get-go, I am absolutely certain that if my clients work with me, have a willingness to be coached, and they're willing to do whatever it takes, they will get the results that they want. And that certainty gets tested many a time as clients take action and all kinds of things happen. But I don't waver from that certainty. And everybody has setbacks, and everyone has outcomes that perhaps they don't want when they're working on something. It's part of the process. But I always have a certainty that if they stick with this process and with the coaching and they do whatever it takes, they'll have the outcomes they want. And I think I'm very results-oriented, and I think that that is another key to what makes me different from other approaches. From my background in corporate America, from the achievements that I've had in my life, what that's translated to for my clients is a known process, again, back to the certainty. And clients have closed millions of dollars in business, increased their incomes by as much as 60%. They've gotten married and started families, and they've raised funds for causes that were meaningful to them. And I'd just like to add one more thing that equally important, I think what sets me apart is that through working with me, they've learned how to live their lives aligned with their values, which helps them sleep better, brings them happiness, and allows them to make a difference in the lives of others as well. Some of my clients want to become coaches because they're so inspired by the work that we do and actually work with other people to make a difference in their lives.
I like that. Now, willingness to do whatever it takes. What does it take?
Well, it means that, let's say somebody's looking to have financial freedom.
Okay.
So let's say that if you ask them to rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, and perhaps our audience can do this as I'm saying it, if, let's say a rating of 1 means they don't have the desire for financial freedom at all, and 10 means they're going to do whatever it takes to have it.
Okay.
Now, when I was in this situation, doing whatever it took meant my husband and I selling our 5,000-square-foot house in Manhasset and moving to a lovely apartment in the next town. We positioned ourselves for an outcome and were willing to move from our home in order to have that outcome. That's what's called playing to win. That's what's called doing whatever it takes. So the question becomes, is the client, or our listeners here, are they willing to do whatever it takes? And believe me, it's always the one thing that you really don't want to do. And the outcomes that come from doing this, whatever it is that you really don't want to do, are 10 times over more amazing than any outcome that you could ever dream of. That's been my experience, and I've seen that happen with clients as well. Derek Jeter of the Yankees.
Don't tell me he's one of your life coaches. Oh, if he's one of your life coaches, my wife is going to have to come over and visit. You started saying, I interrupted, but go ahead. Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter is a great player for the Yankees. Fernando Alonso for Formula One is just amazing. Tiger Woods, as you mentioned before, in golf. These people are willing to do whatever it takes to get the outcome that they want. And whatever sacrifices they've made, look at the results that they've had. And some of these people are into philanthropic events. David Wright has an organization. He's with the Mets. So once they've achieved what they've achieved, they're now looking to give back. It's that success to significance. Mm-hmm. But the success and the step to significance in either of those, depending on what level the person was at in their life, they had to be willing to do whatever it took. And that could be something that I'm recommending or suggesting. That could be something that someone like yourself, a financial advisor, is suggesting. Cutting up credit cards might be the example, the one thing that someone who's dependent on credit cards doesn't want to do. But taking that step with the support of a coach, with the support of someone who is certain, I'm back to the word certainty, who is so certain that taking that step could be a transformational experience for that individual, not just in financial freedom, but in many areas of their life. And it's very powerful work.
Joanne, who's your favorite client?
I love
favorite
all my
type
clients.
Of client.
My favorite type of client?
Favorite type
my favorite
of client.
Type of client is the person who's willing to do whatever it takes. They show up on the phone or in person. I work with people in the most flexible ways that we can. So it's the person who has probably had a certain level of success in their life already, but they've attained that success through sort of an unconscious process. They're not aware of the actual process. What I do is I work with them so they get more consistent outcomes by consciously looking at how the process works, the process of manifesting, the process of getting outcomes. And working consciously, taking conscious steps is really the key. And the coach that you work with, it's incredibly important that that person is successful and continues to be successful. So professionals, businesses that have a certain level of success are my favorite clients when they come to me with a willingness to just say, you know what, I'm here, I want this, let's go.
Is there somebody that won't benefit from working with you?
The people who won't benefit are the ones that aren't willing to take risks, the ones that aren't ready for coaching in a particular area, people who want to be right about whatever it is that they want the outcome to be and aren't flexible enough to look at other possibilities in their life.
You say they aren't willing to take risks. It's interesting because I think sometimes not taking a risk is the greatest risk.
But there could be a risk in not taking a risk. I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, we're chasing our tail here, yeah.
Exactly.
Going back, you mentioned a phrase, going bigger. What does that mean in terms of, you know, how you approach somebody or that block that they might have? How do you get there?
Well, people come to me, people live their lives for the most part with the experiences and perspectives that they've had in their life. That makes sense?
It's, yep.
Yeah. And so an event happens, they have a perception about it, and that gets incorporated into their thoughts and beliefs. When people come to me and they're looking to achieve something that they obviously haven't achieved yet, or they wouldn't be looking to achieve it, they are limited by their thoughts and beliefs within themselves. You can call it a comfort zone, you can call it being in their box, you can call it this is the scope of what somebody sees. And sometimes the solution to the problem that they are facing or the challenges they're facing, let's say they're looking to grow a business, sometimes the best thing they can do to grow that business is not to envision it as a $5 million business, but actually to envision it as a $50 million business, because it opens up a lot of possibilities. It opens up a lot of possibilities. And then it goes back into the whole process that I was just, you know, walked through before. Mm-hmm. So how does that happen? What are the skills? What are the strategies? And what are the limiting beliefs?
And so you have to help them see the things they can't see themselves.
Therefore, the creative insight. Exactly.
Terrific. Joanne, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back for our final segment of Three Dimensional Wealth. So stay tuned, and we'll have more on life coaching. Thank you.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management, financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Mind Your Business with Danielle Hampson talks about the nuts and bolts of starting, running, and expanding a business. From time management, leadership, sales, marketing, and customer service, to office management, using technology, business plans, accounting, taxes, and networking. Danielle and her expert guests share their years of experience on a variety of topics. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel for Mind Your Business with Danielle Hampson. Useful tips, authoritative advice, creative solutions, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
I'm here with Joanne Goldman, who is the founder of Creative Insight Consulting, and we're discussing a fascinating topic, which is life coaching. Joanne, how do you know when you need a life coach?
Well, nobody actually needs a life coach. Let's go back to we had a baseball analogy going earlier.
Okay.
So David Wright of the Mets doesn't need Willie Randolph, his coach. David Wright knows the game. He's got great instincts, but he still has a coach. And as we were saying before about playing a bigger game, having a coach is like being able to play an even bigger and a better game than if you didn't have one before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, how do you do that, though? In other words, isn't that the coach's job, is to help you play that bigger and better game, to see it? Because we can't see it ourselves. We're wrapped within our own sort of, you know, limited, belief system.
Exactly. It goes back to certainty. You can be certain about the results that you've already gotten because you've got lots of evidence. You've already achieved them. But to look forward and to take on additional challenges and to want more, whatever it may be in your life, it can take having somebody else outside yourself to introduce you to additional possibilities if you're open to it. And when you see those additional possibilities, the game that you're playing in your life, the outcomes, the desires that you want, can be bigger, and because you have a coach to support you, to be certain that you can achieve these bigger outcomes, you've got that, somebody has your back. Somebody is there so that you'll go for the gold. And that is incredibly key for successful people. People who don't quote unquote need a coach, but people who are up to bigger things in their lives, creating foundations for other kinds of legacies for when they're gone. People up to building bigger businesses than the ones that they have so they can meet the needs of more people. People who are up to having not just a good marriage, but an absolutely great marriage. So coaching actually works incredibly well for people who want to achieve a lot more in the time frame that they have, and we don't have long time frames in life or in projects these days. A coach can help move them faster through a process and get bigger results.
Have you ever been in a situation, Joanne, you said that it's important for you to have certainty, and that's what you give, and you help them be there. But have you ever had a situation where you're certain that they can't do it, but you gotta, do you bluff it? You know, I mean, you say, well, boy, I don't think they can pull this thing off. But you've got to be the coach that you can do it. I mean, does that come up?
Well, that's a terrific question. See, that's what's known as an unwinnable game.
Right.
It's called an unwinnable game. So if you took Michael Schumacher, he's a 7-time Formula One car racing winner. If you took him and if he were to play tennis, he may not have the skill sets. It may take him quite a while, might, to master that game and wind up playing at Wimbledon. So it wouldn't necessarily be a winnable game, even for somebody who's been as incredibly successful as he has been in a different game. He may not be able to do it this season. Therefore, if his goal were to win Wimbledon this year, that's known as an unwinnable game for today. And so with a client, it's always a matter of not setting them up to lose, but setting them up to win with a stretch where it's something attainable, but stretching them so that they're going to take some risks, because that way they'll be quite an outcome.
Mm. So you're managing the expectations, and you help to get it. And so when you actually, you know they can make what you've set out the objective to be then.
Well, we work on that very collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
Because as part of the discovery process and through to the second step of the vision session,
yep,
we're working on where they're at today, who they are, what they value, and then where they're going. And I'm a big believer in people winning through all the phases of a process. And so in order for them to win, because it is just great to have small wins that you can celebrate. You know, I got my first client, as opposed to thinking, oh, but I'm not making X amount yet, or whatever the situation mm-hmm. is. For them to set attainable goals, and yet be able to see the bigger picture and work towards that bigger picture, taking perhaps baby steps, and eventually they'll get there. So, yes, it's about managing expectations and working collaboratively with the client so that we set them up to win. Very important. And
like
then
that.
My level of certainty absolutely is there.
I like that. All right, now, if this is life coaching, do you have to continue this process for the rest of your life with you?
that's kind of funny. No. Well, there's two schools of thought. One is, as long as you're alive and if you're the kind of person that is constantly looking at what your goals are, wanting to live every minute of your life with looking at a result that you want to achieve, so that at the end of your life, you can fully say, you know, you've lived, you've loved in every aspect and as fully and completely as possible. If you're that kind of a person, a coach will just support you in two lifetimes worth of what it is that you're desiring. However, most people, with all that they're juggling in all the domains, most people would probably prefer to take a situation where they would like to have the certainty of somebody like a coach and work with the coach for a particular period of time. So, for instance, let's say that somebody is changing jobs and they're very clear mm-hmm. that they haven't changed jobs, say, in 10 years. They need some direction. They need to know how they find another job. What is it really going to take? That would be a great example of what I call just-in-time coaching. So they would come to me for a specific situation, and we'd work on it. Of course, what tends to happen with that is they get the results, and then they want me to help coach them through, because now they're at a new company, and then they're looking at more money because, of course, we've worked on negotiating a better compensation package.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And because it's one of my passions, of course, the question becomes, and where does that money go? Does, you know, have they mastered their financial area of their life? Do they have a financial advisor?
Mm-hmm.
Are they set up for retirement? And so it's, again, we're back to a holistic approach to success.
Good. Are there many life coaches in America?
There are a growing number of life coaches in America. I'm a member of Coachville. They're one of the largest coaching organizations in the world. They have approximately 70,000 members internationally. Most of them are in the United States. U.S. News and World Report actually had an article recently that said that coaching was one of the 16 best jobs to have in 2006.
Financial planning was number two, I think.
There you go.
And if I put the two together, certified three-dimensional wealth practitioner would go to the top of the list. That's a combination of both coaching and financial advising.
Fantastic.
Hey, Joanne, how would someone get a hold of you, your telephone number, your website? This has been exciting.
My phone number is 516-626-2562. Website is easy, www.joannegoldman.com. It's JoanneGoldman.
Joanne, I want to thank you for joining me this past hour.
Thanks. This has been great.
Terrific. And I hope that the listeners have enjoyed our discussion. I invite you to join me next week. We're going to have Stuart Cathy, the founder of Chicken Company. Well, we'll be back next week on Three Dimensional Wealth.
Thanks you for tuning in to Three Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Please join us again next Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for more tips and strategies for achieving total wealth management on Three Dimensional Wealth right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk.